Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Alex Maldonado, a journalist, and we were just talking your journalistic career and how you got involved with the San Juan Star, which came out a little bit of left field because you didn't study it at all. I recall the San Juan Star and your great columns 3 or 4 times a week, maybe more, maybe less, depending on the week, I guess. But let's move to your role as an interpreter of El Reportero and why that was formed, how that was formed, and why it didn't survive. I think that would be an interesting learning experience. Of course, we don't want to give the impression that everything we did right went belly up, but the Reportero, I think we learn more from things that don't work and what happened there.
You're absolutely right. I had all those years at the San Juan Star. Then I had a great experience at El Mundo, which I want to mention. I was the editor of El Mundo, where I ran the city room, which was administrative. I did columns, but I was running a big operation.
Right.
El Mundo was a big operation. It was a big staff. So in 1980, I felt a little burnt out. Spent so many years, and El Mundo was tough, you know. And
running a newspaper is a tough. It was tough. 7 days a week.
And I was responsible 24/7.
Make sure that damn thing
every
came
day,
out.
Not only it came out, but I was the editor is responsible for every word that comes out in the paper that's not advertising. So I was burnt out. And I decided that I needed a change. And so I resigned, actually, and I really had no idea what I was going to do. And talking with friends says, well, why don't we start a new newspaper? And I said, that's too tough. Then I got into that. And the idea was that most newspapers in the States at that time were afternoon newspapers. And I said, you know, there is no afternoon paper in Puerto Rico, although El Mundo had an afternoon issue. El Mundo was a very complicated thing. And I said, maybe a tabloid afternoon paper will work out. So you know how it is. You start making studies,
mm-hmm, right.
You start talking to people. You know, I can go on for about 100 years on this, so you must stop me. But I knew enough that I knew that I could produce a good paper in terms of the quality, the journalism, because that was my thing. I didn't know if it was economically viable.
Right.
To be economically viable, you need two things. You need to sell the paper, to have circulation, and that I felt I could do because I thought that I could put a good product out, but then you need advertising.
Right.
And I knew most of the advertising executives. I knew them well. Some of them I knew, like Premier Maldonado, I knew him well. We were friends. So I went and I talked to all of them, you know, Quique Martí Flores, over at Badillo, and all of them said, do it. And I said,
we'll support you.
The more papers we have, and he says, not only that, he says, you know, these El Mundos and these other papers, they're big, they're fat, they don't really hustle. If you come out and you hustle with us, the agencies will get you the ads, but you gotta be very aggressive. So I thought that I really had a good business plan,
right.
And I thought that I really had the advertising thing down.
Right.
Wrong. The paper came out. It was a good paper. I think it was a good paper. We had good staff. We did some good journalism. The circulation, you know, kind of grew, but it was very tough. It was very tough. Now I can go why, but it went up to maybe 20,000 or so. Never got the advertising. It never came. Now, I was responsible. It was my paper. I was the president, publisher, everything. It was very difficult for me to find people to run the advertising, so that's part of it. I finally thought I had some pretty good people doing it. The advertising never came. And it just began to dry up. And a couple of years later, we knew it was not sustainable, and that's when I decided to effectively sell it. I didn't actually sell it. I gave it to people that were willing to come in and put money into it with the faith that they can go. Now, why we didn't have the advertising. It was a tough period. There was also politically.
This was what year?
This was in the 80. It started in July of 1980.
Okay.
And we had strong opposition from the government.
Romero Barceló was the governor. Joining.
Yeah. And, you know.
The government didn't
support you. But that didn't bother me. On the contrary, I thought that journalistically, to have the image that you are really independent and that you're doing, you know, some real good journalism.
Right.
And that if the government attacking you, that's great for journalism.
Right.
But business-wise, I was telling me, you know, they're killing us. But that really, some people thought that was, no, for whatever reason, we never got the advertising. And that's why the paper lasted maybe 7 or 8 years. But it never really was a success. And it lost a lot of money.
Okay, let's move. I'm always toying with the idea of writing a book and all. Let's go to your two books. One of them is on Operation Bootstrap with Teodoro Moscoso, and the other one is on Luis Muñoz Marín. And they relate both to economic development, more focus on economic development, politics, which is your passion, as you discussed. Tell us about that that exercise. First of all, the exercise of writing a book, the discipline of putting it together. What does that entail to be a writer? What kind of discipline? How did you put it together day by day? How long did they take? How was that?
It was difficult for me because I'm a journalist. I write a column. The column is a certain size. It's all discipline. You have to say what you have to say within a fixed number of words.
Right.
You have to get it into the paper at a certain hour, and it's discipline. And this is the world that I lived in.
Right.
And I loved it, and I thrived in it because I was very happy, and I think I was, you know, fairly successful. Writing a book is totally different, and it was very difficult for me, but I got financing for the book on Moscoso. Chase Manhattan Bank gave me a grant, and then I got some other financing from some other sources. So I had a commitment.
Okay.
So I had to do it. And I need a deadline, and I'm lazy, you know, and unless I have to do it, I'm not going to do it.
And as I recall, you were doing that while we were in the Cogentrix, more or less?
I believe I had started about that time.
Yeah, late 80s or early 90s.
Yeah, because at that time, I was already out of El Reportero, so I was kind of free.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had a commitment, and it was difficult in that for me personally, but I got an assistant, Keika Casellas, who was a very good reporter for Nuevo Dia, business reporter, and she came and she helped me. And then, of course, I had access to Teodoro Moscoso. I had known him very well. He was very enthusiastic about this. So we met with Moscoso several times a week, and we recorded. And he just talked and talked. Now, I must say, Teodoro was an extraordinary person.
Right.
And Teodoro would have been a giant, even in the United States. Well, you know, he was the head of the Alliance for Progress,
right,
which was a big program. But at that point in his life, and this happens, it may happen to me, he got everything all mixed up. And his dates were mixed up and everything. And he would talk and talk and talk, and it would be great. It would be wonderful. And Keika Casillas and I would leave the session with him and say, great, it's wonderful. But then we start checking, and, you know, everything was kind of convoluted.
Yeah.
So that was difficult.
Yeah.
Getting a chronology. The other thing was publishing the book. We did a book that was over 1,000.
And what, you spent 8 hours a day, 3 hours a day, every...
Almost full-time on the book.
Full-time,
It became a full-time... And as I said, we had
you
this,
had the, you had
the
money,
grants.
You had the grant, which
I had
helps
the grant, so I didn't have to work and produce money. Right. I could live out of that. Yeah. And the other thing was getting it published. We wrote a manuscript that was over 1,000 pages, and it was, I think, a great story. But we could not get a publisher because I wanted to have a university publish it. I didn't want to publish it myself, which they call Vanity Press. And we finally got the University of Florida interested, and they said, we're willing to publish it, but you must reduce it. So they reduced the original manuscript by about two-thirds.
Wow.
So what came out is about one-third. They actually improved it, because when you reduce something, you improved it. Yeah, so the book came out, got great reviews. Everywhere it was reviewed, people liked the book. Incidentally, that book and the Munoz book are in English. This is for your audience.
Well, let's take a break. We'll be back on the, to talk about Luis Munoz Marin and your overview of these two giants in our political spectrum, business and political spectrum. We'll be right back. I'm with Alex Maldonado, journalist and writer. We'll be right back after the break.